Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's a Queen of Soul bringing us back there, ladies and gentlemen. Aretha. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Menzies. Mike is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust over there on the Eastern Shore, where they only eat the Jimmies, not the Sooks, right, Mike?
That's right. We stay away from those Sooks, but the Virginians eat the Sooks. I think they won the war.
We're talking about the South Shore crabs here, folks. Don't get excited. Right. Hey, Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. The future of independent banks is really of concern to me right now, Mike. Not that I'm worried that independent banks are going to go away, but I am worried because I know how critical Main Street small businesses, how much they depend upon independent community banks. In fact, as you know, Mike, those two entities, America's small businesses and America's local banks, are what built the American economy. You and I both know that. As this economy spread out across the land, the people who built these cities and built these towns and these communities were small banks and farmers and small businesses. And they go together. They're symbiotic. And when we don't have enough independent banks, which we're headed in that direction, in my opinion, Mike, I think that's going to hurt small businesses.
Now, there's a basis, Jim, for that concern. It is a real concern. When the meltdown, the Wall Street meltdown, occurred in 2008, we had something just north of 9,000 banks. And today we have about 6,800 banks. Mm-hmm. So there's been a shrink, and some of the pundits, depending upon who you choose to read, think that we could have as many as 3,000 or so banks in the next 5 to 7
wow.
years evaporate. You can bet nobody knows. But the community banks are facing three extraordinary challenges. Probably the first is the regulatory burden that has snowballed over the past decade.
And you become collateral damage as the government tries to regulate the big banks and punish them for what happened in the last decade, and culminated in 2008, small banks are becoming collateral damage, and by association, small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely true. We are collateral damage. It's very difficult for Washington, D.C. to discriminate as they should between big and small. Mm-hmm. They have a hard time bifurcating the mega banks from the community banks, just the nature of politics. But the other huge challenge, of course, is that the Federal Reserve policy puts banks, community banks that are in the business of lending money, they're not in the business of brokering mortgage-backed securities and hedging and proprietary trading and all the other very profitable activities going on Wall Street. Community banks make money by lending to people they know. And mm-hmm. when the Federal Reserve policies get to the point where interest rates are negative, the basic operating margin of a bank is under enormous challenge. Now, so rural banks are certainly under a great deal of stress. Some of the urban banks are doing quite well, in particular the banks around Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. But as you know, Washington creates its own weather.
It's an artificial economy.
Yeah. Well, that's a kind word. Mm-hmm. And but community banks are under, I think, more stress today. I also believe that some feel that there is an effort to shrink the industry mm-hmm. because there's no question that some regulators believe that the reason we had troubles in 2008 was because there were too many banks in the system. I think that's an unfortunate perspective, but I'm inclined to believe that some feel that way, that the industry would be better regulated if we had fewer banks to regulate. I don't choose to believe that. I believe what you believe, which is that community banks are the foundation of the communities that they serve.
Well, that's
they don't
exactly
exit
right.
That community.
Well, let me throw out a statistic here to support what you're talking about. I've forgotten the exact number, but hundreds are I guess it is was it 1900 maybe fewer banks today than there was say in 07, but in the last 18 months there's not been one new bank chartered.
That's
so
correct.
And folks, I've said this before, you heard me say it, as a small business either goes out of business because they didn't manage a business well, sometimes that happens, or they get absorbed by a bigger company in the consolidation process, that takes a small bank out of the marketplace and not available in small businesses. Historically, whenever that would happen, either one of those scenarios, somebody else would start a new business. Well, because of regulations and the increased cost to capitalize a business, it's making it less and less tenable, less and less an opportunity, a possibility to start an independent bank. So they're not being replaced. And so as we lose banks, we're not replacing them. That's the danger, in my opinion, to the health of Main Street small businesses. And, Mike, therefore, the health of the U.S. economy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of like eating the sooks, which are the female crabs. They can't reproduce, and that's what's going on. The interesting dichotomy in that the Federal Reserve is working hard to put more money in the economy to stimulate the economy, while the regulatory world is saying to the community banks, we don't want you to take any more risk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Interesting environment.
I'm going to ask, when we come back, I'm going to ask Mike if there's any kind of conspiracy going on between the FDIC, the Fed, and small banks. Anything going on there that he might want to talk about? Quick break, right back with Mike Menzies. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.